service for the station.
Yeah. Calgary's New Rock Alternative, X92.9. There is Cake, War Pigs. It's on, what did I mention? It's on X92.9. The fellas from Cake are here. Vince is here, and John is here signing. Autograph. We're getting autographed CDs from these guys? It's, wow. That's very
We're
nice.
We're autographing the banana scented.
You can push that
CD. Oh, this one?
I moved it in front of you. You can push it down if you want.
Okay.
I moved it there just because get out of the way of the picture.
Yeah, it's rare. Like, we only printed 1,000.
Come on the mic there, John.
Oh, hey,
shout
how's it
us
going?
Up. Good. Lynch, get the hell out of here.
Yeah. So anyway, we're on the air.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, I like the scratch and stuff.
Yeah, our B-Sides and Rarities album, we did, like, we just printed like 1,000 of each smell, and we made a yellow one that was banana scented.
We got the banana one here.
But we also have a brown one that's leather.
Yes.
Which is pretty good.
Old school.
Yeah, and then there's grape, which is obviously purple. Well, it could be green, I guess. But anyway, there's a few of them. And
seems pretty fun now that we're talking about it.
Before,
it was sort of like, you know, we were in the middle of it, so there wasn't so much charm about it. But now that we're separated from the process, it's
Vince
pretty cool.
Was against the idea from the very beginning.
Oh, you're not your idea.
We dragged him kicking and screaming.
Did you have a bad childhood where scratch and sniff his band from your house?
I love the scratch and sniff. I have a very special memory of a Christmas time scratch and sniff we had. I think it's like Pat Santa's beard or something like that. It had cinnamon and pine smells in it.
Did you see ever the movie Polyester, the John Waters movie Polyester? Like one never-ending fat joke, but yeah. Sort of avant-garde fat joke. Yeah, anyway, that movie was a scratch and sniff movie. So you got this card when you went into the movie theater, and you know, like it would say on the screen, like, scratch number 4. So you'd scratch it, and it's like, you know, it's like, burning rubber smell or something.
No, they had like vomit.
Yeah,
smell
John Waters.
All
wasn't,
the excrement.
Wasn't pretty smells.
Yeah, it's bad.
Who was it? Hands on? Did you have to actually like test different scents?
Yes. Yeah,
this represents cake.
Yes, we had a freshly mown grass smell, and we had all kinds of problem with freshly cut grass because you could smell it. Like in the sample, but then once they printed it on there, it wasn't.
It just smelled like perfume.
It just smelled
something.
Like totally different. So we went through a lot of hardship for that album.
That sounds like a real chore.
Yeah, it was a schlep.
Okay, you're out on the road and you put out a B-Sides album. When's the next Cake Proper album coming out?
We were going to release it in autumn of this year, but you know, we'll be done with it by then, but I think we'd like to avoid the Christmas glut because of Baby Jesus. Everybody has to like just throw all their product at people's heads at the end of the year, so we're going to wait till like January or February of next year.
Oh, nice. And will you tease with maybe a single before?
Yeah, I think so. I think if people that sign our mailing list at cakemusic.com, we're going to probably like give them an MP3 of songs before we release the actual album, and we might even release like vinyl singles that will sell like months before we release the album.
Nice. And so it's how far along is it in terms of writing? You haven't obviously recorded
the album's like written, and like basically we've arranged everything and started working on it, and we're gonna actually record it. When we start actually recording it, we put solar panels on the roof of our studio, and so it's going to be made with 100% solar power. That's how hippie we are. And no, we're not hippie.
There's nothing
we hate
hippie about the solar panels.
Yeah,
those are high tech.
Who cares about hippies? But anyway, basically, there we go.
I hope they're not smoking dope over at the solar panel place. That'd be a drag. Gone through a lot to get this stuff up there.
Yeah.
Where's the studio? You're not building a studio. You just
no. We've had a studio for a while. We've recorded there lots, and it's in Sacramento, California. And you know, it's great to have your own little. It's just a house. You know, we've got microphones and stuff set up, and we go there to record. But it's and we've we recorded our Pressure Chief there, our last studio album, and it's a good little place, and but we decided we would go solar there, so we'll see what happens with that.
Nice. All right, well, the show is tonight, we're talking to Cake. It's X929, sold out from what I understand, show at Mac Hall tonight, and hopefully once the new album comes out, you come through town again and pay us another visit.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to play The Distance, and is this album you're going to re-release?
We don't get to re-release that one because the record company, they won't let go of it.
Those jerks.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll play The Distance. Pretty much, is this the single that kicked everything off?
In the States. For here, I think it was Short Skirt, Long Jacket for some reason.
I remember, the station I was at before was Distance, but yeah, Short Skirt, Long Jacket like really hyped things up.
Yeah, it was weird. It's different for every country, I guess.
Very good. All right, well, thanks again for stopping by. Thanks, it's John and Vince from Cake, and this is The Distance on X929.